Welcome to the Passion to Profit podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Milne. Join me, an ex-hairdresser turned PR and marketing expert and mum of four, as we dive into the world of women in business. I'm here to help you create a strong business so you can earn more, work less, and enjoy a fulfilling personal life while excelling in your career. Let's get started. So at the time of recording this, I have just hit a reach of over 1 million in 7 days on my Instagram with no paid ads. That is completely organic. I have had about 4 reels in the last 4 weeks go over 1 million in reach. And obviously the last 7 days, I have been employing a very strategic and tactical campaign because I'm about to launch For Her, my new subscription membership for business owners, female business owners. So I went all in and I used everything I'd learned in the last 12 months of doing research to reinvigorate my account because it had been really dormant. I'd lost over 10,000 followers in the last 2 years as I pivoted from being the Perth Collective community platform to my personal brand, Nikki Milne. So I was determined to make it grow again, and I am pretty thrilled to say that is one epic result, and I can't say I've ever seen anyone else actually that I know achieve that kind of reach, 1 million reach in 7 days. I also dropped it into a heap of Facebook groups, and as of yet, no one else has come forward and said they've actually done that. So in today's world of Instagram, that's pretty hard to achieve. I know a lot of you are resonating with me because that is one of the biggest things you come to me for is the frustrations around Instagram. So I thought in this episode, I will unpack what I did to get that reach, and some of these tips might help you. Let's look at tip number one. People are really bored with the how-to, 5 tips to X, Y, and Z. You won't believe this, but I really feel that that has gone out the window a little bit in the last 3 or 4 months. We're just seeing so much repetitiveness, and people are taking other people's content and covers and repeating it. So in order to stand out, you have to do something different. And for me, I pivoted into storytelling. As you can see, when you look at my account, the content is interesting. Now, if you're thinking, how is this applying to me? How can I use this in my business if I'm, for example, an interior designer? You could use a story about your interior design. I once had a client. Now, they are my keywords that I always use on most of my successful reels. I once had a client that come to me wanting to renovate a house. Their budget was a quarter of what they needed. Here is the solution I gave them, and this was the result. So that is one way you could tell a story about interior design. Now, if you're a cafe, maybe you could write a story about a regular customer. Jim has come to our cafe every morning for over 6 years. He loves a flat white with one sugar. He brings Jane, his wife of 25 years, and together they enjoy breakfast with us. We adore them. So there's another story that comes from a cafe. Okay, what about hairdressing? So you could tell a story of we had a client once came in with a who had been box coloring their hair for 5 years. They wanted to be blonde. It took 16 hours in the chair, 3 bleaching sessions, and now they're a crystal blonde. That wouldn't be the reality. By the way, but you can see where I'm going with my storytelling. So that is how you can use storytelling instead of going 5 tips to have clean hair or 5 tips to get perfect blonde. People are tired of that content. So change it up, look around and see what else other people are saying to do and follow that. Now, if you want to learn more about storytelling, there is an amazing book by Donald Miller called How to Build a Story Brand. I highly encourage you to give that a read. It is full of useful information that you can actually apply to learn how to tell stories. I think the other thing as well, just in this point one, is keep your text spaced out on your reels. I am seeing so many people bundle their text so tightly together. It makes it really hard to consume when you're reading. And when you're scrolling through your feed and someone's got spaced out text like I do, so I leave a line between each sentence, it's much easier for us as humans to actually comprehend and read through that text than a bunch of text all bunched up and way too much text on one reel. So be very mindful as you're communicating your stories that you leave space and lots of negative space around so people's minds can easily consume very clearly the content. So the storytelling and the story that you're trying to tell. Okay, number two, I went all in Reels. I actually have been all in Reels since August 2023. And I can tell you that because that is when I lost all of the scheduling ability on my Nikki Milne account. I have been blocked from using all third-party tools. As we speak, I've just got ManyChats back. I am so, so thrilled. I literally did cry when I got ManyChats back because the size of my account and the ability to automate my messaging and freebies and things like that, game changer. But that's a whole nother lesson on another day. But in August 2023, I lost all ability to schedule content, meaning I couldn't schedule posts anymore. So it meant really, apart from downloading everything to my phone, uploading it, and then making myself put timers on to post it every day at a certain time, it was not going to work. So I pivoted into Reels, and I think Reels have been absolutely a game changer for me. I still honestly believe they get their best reach when done correctly. They're a great way to communicate with your audience. And let's be honest, people are interested in seeing video content over posts. Posts are great for your warm audience, for people that know you, that are ready to buy off you. But Reels are great for attention. And that is what predominantly I use Reels for, to reach out to people that don't know about me, to get in front of people that don't know about me, to get more traffic onto my Instagram, to get new followers. My theory is if you want to use posts and carousels, we're converting people that are already in your world. They might be clients. They might have been previous clients. They might be people that are so close to stepping into your business. Whereas a Reel, we're reaching out to a whole new audience that have never heard from you before. We're getting eyes on your brand and we're bringing them back across to your Instagram account. And that is what reach is, which is what we want. So I doubled down and went all in on Reels. And the other things with Reels, I made sure every Reel was under 5 seconds. So there's a great tip for you. And that I use trending audio under 10,000 views. A lot of the audio I've used on those Reels that went to millions was audio that was sitting around 3,000 users at that point. So if you can get onto a trending audio before it really blows up, you'll get more organic reach. So this is a strategy and a tactic. So just recapping, I obviously changed up my content and used storytelling. And number two, I use Reels, but I also was really strategic with those Reels, making sure they were 5 seconds and under, and they are reaching 10,000 or less in reach or usage at that point in time. I now make a Reel Monday to Friday, so 5 days a week. I don't find posting on the weekends is very good for my account. Most of my people that follow me, a lot of them are fat mums, so they tend to not be on socials on the weekend. And most of them are business owners, obviously, so they are Monday to Friday, have a little bit more free time to cruise around on Instagram than on the weekend where they're occupied by family and friend commitments. So for me, one Reel Monday to Friday. I also, if the Reel doesn't perform well, and this goes against all those expert things people tell you, I actually archive it. So I archived one this morning. I went live just to test it out. It did terribly. I archived it within a few hours because it had 2,000 views. I let it pay up for about 12 to 24 hours. If for me, it's got under 10,000 views in that time, most of the time I'm archiving it, to be honest. I do that for trust because when you get to my account and you see all the Reels that are getting huge, huge reach, you're like, wow, you must trust Nikki. Nikki knows what she's talking about. She's getting lots of reach. But there is Reels in there that haven't reached that. I've just archived them. So I do that strategically as a tactic. And you know what? Seems to be working. The next, I use keywords. Now, a lot of people have got a little bit confused by this. If you go to my Reel and you look and drop it down, you'll see the hashtags. And under the hashtags, you'll see about 5 to 10 targeted keywords that I'm using in each post. Those keywords are exactly who my audience is or who I want to buy from me. So you'll see business owners, Australian business owners, female businesses, women in business, marketing. So anyone's got an interest in marketing. So I'm putting those words in there so I can attract that person to my account. Now, I will also hide those keywords. So exactly the same keywords, I copy and paste and I hide them in my video. So I put them into my video, I toggle them down so they're teeny tiny, and then I hide them using the color dropper. So they look, you won't even notice them in my Reel. So if you're wanting to know more about that, if you go into my For Her membership and subscribe, you'll actually see how exactly to do that. It's a little bit hard to explain without visually showing you an example. If you've got my Grow Your Gram course. I show you exactly how to do it in there. But the other way is join my For Her membership for $39 a month. And inside it, I'm going to actually show you how to do that with keywords, because it's confusing everyone and it's not something easily explained in words. It's something you need to probably watch a video tutorial on. Once you get it, you'll be like, oh my God, this is so easy. And it's making such a big difference to my reel reach. So absolutely look at including keywords in your reels. The next is I use 30 hashtags every time. I don't care what people say. A lot of people say, no, it's not relevant. I've tested it multiple times. 30 hashtags is suitable for me. My hashtags are going to be different to yours. As you can see, if you look at my hashtags, they again are all my ideal audience and the locations they reside in. So they are like Perth businesswoman, Sydney businesswoman, Melbourne businesswoman. Then there's, I actually just do the locations, Perth, Sydney, Brisbane, Darwin, Gold Coast, Byron, whatever I'm doing on that particular post, because that is where my audience is. I'm predominantly trying to attract Australian women that have businesses into my audience or my following. So by using those really strategic, highly targeted hashtags, that is getting more people to look at my account and follow my account. Now, for example, if you're a local hairdresser, you're probably not going to use those hashtags. You're going to use things like, let's say you're a Perth hairdresser. You're going to use Perth hairdressing, Perth hair, Perth mums, Perth parents, Perth kids. Now you're thinking, I don't do kids in my salon. I'm like, I get that. But how many mums look through the hashtag Perth kids and they get fed stuff from Instagram from people hashtagging Perth kids? And if your salon pops up, they're like, oh, that looks beautiful. We're using any tactic we can to get them in front of you. So hashtags, you might think, well, God, the women that come into my salon love fashion. So I'm going to type in Perth fashion as a hashtag. You might think, God, the women that come into my salon love dining out at beautiful restaurants. Well, I'm going to use the hashtag Perth restaurant. Is that making sense? Maybe I need to do a whole episode on hashtagging. If that is something you want, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram or drop it in one of my comments on my Instagram platform. But hashtagging, there is an absolute science to it. And I have been using the same hashtag strategy for 9 years. So if you have ever done a course with me, ever done a masterclass in person, online, read my social media strategy book, which is actually free at the moment as we speak. I don't know how long I'm going to have it free for, but the strategy is in there. Learn how to use hashtags strategically and it will be such a game changer for you. But I have used the same strategy. I have never changed it and it's never failed me. I still honestly believe hashtags do work despite everyone telling us they don't. And the people that are telling you that, go and check out their account and how good their account's going. What reach are they getting? That would be my big feedback. All these social media experts, they're not getting anywhere near the reach I am. Yet they're telling you how to run your social media. But that's a tangent and a rant for another day. So the next one is B-roll video clip in the background of all my content. So I'm just using B-roll. I'm not cutting it. I'm not editing it. I'm not doing any fancy transition. I do put that black filter over, which I do in my stories and then bring it into my reel. But other than that, there is no fancy editing on those reels. And that's why I can pump them out so quickly. I'm not cutting, changing. Someone today said, oh, what apps are you using to make those reels? I'm like, no app. I just do it in Instagram. And you know, Instagram wants you to use their app. So you go do it on another platform and chop and change it in Canva or InShot or something like that and then bring it in. You probably will find that somehow or another they're going to lower your reach. Whereas you make it in the Instagram app using the tools they supplied, which means you're spending more time on their platform, they're going to reward you. It makes logical sense, doesn't it? The next is about stories. So I let my stories clear for 24 hours and then I will come back. So generally I start doing this on a Friday and then on Sunday night I'll come back and go, hey guys, and I'll open with a question box or a poll. So straight away, the first slide after I've had a 24-hour or longer hiatus from my stories, it is bang, straight away with a question or poll. Now this alerts the algorithm that, hey, she's come back and she's being interactive straight away. She's ask everyone a question and people are jumping at the chance to ask her a question. So try that. You're basically resetting your catch. If you know anything about websites and socials, your catch is what things get caught in for a period of time in a website or domains and URLs. But on Instagram, we're resetting your catch to let it clear for 24 hours and then come back and put a story up. Make sure that first story is interacting with a quiz or a poll. And then the last tip I'm going to give you today is repurpose. So go back through social media and look at the last 3 months, the 9 top performing reels, or perhaps their posts for you, I want you to reuse. Now you can either just repost them exactly as they are. So screenshot your photo if they're a post and then copy the caption and put it straight back out. Or you can, like I do, I copy the wording on my reel, but I change the video content and I keep the caption generally. Whatever's the quickest, easiest way. One of my reels that went to 1.5 million this week, I put out originally maybe 2 months ago and it did well. It did to about 300,000. But I was so busy last week doing a few things. I was like, oh, bugger that. I'm just going to whack that one out again. I think I did change the video background on it. So I just changed out the B-roll on it. And then I posted it and it went to 1.5 million. Now, this is exactly the same reel, apart from the video, that I posted like only 2 months earlier. I kept exactly the same caption, same hashtags, and the same keywords. I didn't change any of that, but I just reshared it because I was so busy. And I was obviously going to launch her, so I knew I was needing to up my engagement and my reach on my account. And bam, it went to 1.5 million. So let me just quickly recap that. These are my top tips for how I reached 1 million people in 7 days on my Nikki Milne account. I used storytelling. I didn't do the same boring how to, five tips, et cetera, et cetera. I only shared reels. I posted a new reel Monday to Friday, and if it didn't do well, I archived it. And my doing well is obviously 10,000 for me. Your doing well might be 50 people. So if you get more than 50 people, if you're starting out, awesome. That's a great start. You have to set your own benchmark. Please do not go off mine. I've been doing this a long time and I have a big audience. And then I used keywords, 10 hidden keywords in every caption and on every video. I used 30 hashtags every time and they were strategic. And I also changed them up every single reel. So it wasn't the same set of hashtags every time. It was different hashtags every reel. I included a call to action on every post and reel, telling people to either send me a DM or download a freebie or go to my stories for more information. I used a B-roll video clip and I never edited it. I put a filter over it, but other than that, there was no cutting and cropping or doing anything like that on it. I cleared my stories for 24 hours and then the first story I did back had either a question sticker or a poll sticker. And then I repurposed my top 9 reels over a period of 2 weeks. And that is ultimately what blew up my account. So I hope from that you got something really, really interesting. Even if you apply two of those tactics, I'm sure you will find it beneficial. That is what's working on Instagram right now. If you want to grow your business or your Instagram account organically without having to spend money on ads. And I'm going to finish off by saying, don't give up. I have been at this for 12 goddamn months, trying 100 different things, thousands of different things, if I'm honest, to try and make my account grow again. And finally, I've done it. And this week alone, I've gathered over 2,500 new followers just by doing these tactics. So I hope that was helpful. If you want to know more and you want to actually dive really into marketing and growing your business and increasing your cash flow, don't forget, For Her has now launched. I would love to have you inside. And for only $39 a month for the first 200 members, you would be crazy not just to dive in, or crazy not to dive in and just have a cruise around, download some of the content, watch some of the videos and upskill and educate yourself while being surrounded by incredible other business women. So I do hope to see you inside and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning into the Passion to Profit podcast. Before we go, I just want to share something really exciting with you. For Her is an online business community designed to remove the overwhelm and give you the to-do to grow your business via marketing and increase your business cash flow. With exclusive access to a private community, live Q&A calls, masterclasses, the copy and paste template vault, and new monthly content, and more. For Her is the key to unlocking your business success. Join now for just $39 per month. So if you're ready to embark on the next chapter of your life, join a family of like-minded women and get access to resources designed to help develop your mindset and clarify your marketing approach, then the For Her community is the perfect place for you. Simply click the link below in the show notes to learn more about For Her. I would love to welcome you inside.